All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. I got a new mouse, so it won't click as much, and you won't hear it. It was cheaper than the other one, but it's silent, so it's worth it. Here we are with The Invisibles. Let's get started. So, the old queen shags some monster from another dimension, and this ugly bleeder's the result. Some mothers do have them, eh? Satan Storm 2, Cold Britannia, Grant Morrison, Warren Pleece, Philip Bond, Daniel Vozzo, Todd Klein, and Shelley Roberg. 200 years ago, so the story goes. We've seen some strange things in our time, George. The royals have always been among the strangest. More signs and portents? How about this, sir? An 11-year sunspot cycle reaches its peak this year, and Neptune enters Aquarius, which means social upheaval and massive unforeseen technological change, according to Mystic Meg. They claim they had Diana killed at the Pont de Lama, Bridge of the Soul, that is, a popular sacrificial site for the heathens, apparently. She backed out of breeding the King of Shadows for him, so they brung this charmer up out of the palace cellar. Oh, and on August 11th, which is Lammas Eve, there'll be a total eclipse, a black sun. That's when His Highness here is going to be crowned in Westminster Abbey, no less. The governor worked all that out before the bastards got to him. You're sure this is where he was last night? The governor knows every shithole from here to Land's End, and he's got a grass in every one of them. I should have come with him. Don't blame yourself, George. Search for psychometric traces out here, and I'll have a quiet one with the locals. Morning, gentlemen. Any of you queers see what happened to Jack Flint last night? Fuck! Shoot! Police, stay perfectly still while I read your minds. Division X, Paranormal Investigation Squad. The barman was paid to put something in his drink. Ambulance man took him away. Nobody knows anything else except that we should be talking to a man named Purves. Yeah, that was the name. The bloke he had to meet. Here, found this off his suit. Governor's been wearing that jacket since Jaws came out. You get the best vibrations off the old stuff. It's some sort of a ritual, an initiation ceremony. Pagan? Sacrificial? How does this connect? Is he alive, George? It's what comes after the sacrifice. Start up the motor, sir. I reckon this button will lead us straight to him. Ladakh, Northern India. Back home to Noel's house party, Tony Blair, the Millennium Dome, and bloody EastEnders. No wonder you're praying. I'm off to Pompeii on Friday. Poor you. Well, think of me kindly when you're snorkeling through the sunken ruins of Nan Madol in your bikini like a Bond girl. Nice bum. You'll come up with some ideas for us? We'll be doing the first trials in summer. I'll write you a nice synopsis on the bus, Shanjit. First time I came to Ladakh, I vowed I would never, ever take the state bus to Manali again. Christ! Bus leaves at 4. Temperature in London is 5 degrees centigrade. Shit! Dear Shanjit, my arse feels pulverized, but I've been stoned in the back seat watching the mountains go by. There are no crash barriers. The view from the window is like looking out of a plane. 3,000 down in some impossible valley. I can see the burned-out shells of state buses. Sensory overload, eyes burnt out by scenes of ceaseless revelation, etc. You know the story. The book I mention is Test Card F. I stopped watching TV after I read this. Then I just started watching the ads. The most powerful and sophisticated hypnotic methods are being used right now to create the illusion we mistake for reality. The point is, of course, that those same effective weapons are at our disposal, and there are well-established techniques for fighting illusion. We have to steal back the hallucination, as a rich friend of mine once said. That's the first thing we have to do anyway. The button wants to get back with the jacket. Sounds daft, but it always works. You ever watched microbes breeding through a microscope, sir? Makes you feel like a peeping Tom sometimes, doesn't it? Anyway, that's how this investigation keeps going. Every little lead we get starts breeding like a bleeding microbe. All this talk of microbes is making me ravenous, George. Let's grab some food before we proceed. Everything connects to everything else. It's like some bleeding sci-fi. Some of it, sir. Never mind the X-Files. Here's a conspiracy to end them all. Don't worry, we're police officers. We always mark our territory. So how many sides are in on this one? How many sides does spaghetti have? Turn left. Right, take our friend Sir Miles Delacourt, for instance. Every year on January 28th, he puts flowers on this woman's grave. Splash. Now let's watch the ripples. Beryl Windham, it turns out after a bit of digging, was a bit of a girl in the roaring 20s. She was ruined when allegations about her past revealed links to several terrorist bombings before the war. Story was, she'd fallen in with a particularly nasty group of villains. The Invisible International. Where have we heard that name before? Now either Beryl and her mates were just a gang of upper-crust kids farting about with cocaine, jazz, and dynamite, or... Says Beryl, you're scandalous there. The Invisible International, Invisibilism, the Invisible College, the Invisible Army, the Anti-Terrorism Squad is a file on this lot going back to, and how about this, the 1500s. Let's hope they bring those 16th century devils to justice then, eh, George? Miles Delacour, what's the link? The allegations that led to Beryl Windham's death first appeared in a book written in 1960. In 1957, Miles and Beryl were members of the Ordo Templi Orientis back in London. Crowley-style ritual magic, mostly, with links to Lovecraft cults. Anyway, plain old Miles he was then, before his inheritance, did a lot of weird stuff before he joined the establishment. Rumor has it that he was one of the Satanist ring that used to run the Tory party when Thatcher was in. Remember Brother Raoul? And there's a story the homeless down King's Cross have been telling, about a bunch of toffs in fox hunting gear preying upon the down and outs. They call the leader of the hunt Master Miles. So he's a millionaire psychopath, or a ritual magician of considerable power and ambition who has links to several ancient conspiracies. Strictly the dark side of the force by the look of it, sir. As for that little book from 1960 and the scandal that ruined Beryl Windham, have a guess what its title was? The Invisibles, and it was written by Miles Delacour. Wow. They brought him all the way out here? My God, if they killed him? I don't know, but this button's going off in my hand like a joy buzzer. We're going in the right direction. The governor said we'd open the world's biggest can of worms. There's political corruption, there's mind control, there's assassination and UFOs. And somewhere behind all this, there seems to be space monsters pulling the strings. Not space monsters, George. Time monsters. Here, it's right over here. If it's his body, let's not jump to any conclusions before we... Shit. That's his, all right. You can still hear the Jaws theme off it when you touch the lapel. Hang on. Looks like they left everything here. His wallet, credit cards, the lot. But who are they, George? There's something missing. Yeah, that's the point, isn't it? It's all about what's not there. The spaces in between. The stuff you can't see even when it's right in front of your nose. The... Invisible. North Africa, the Academy. I've had fucking aliens and flying saucers. I've been to hell with the devil and I've been one with the fucking universe. I can't... Let's see if that actually works. let's see here. I still can't get a fucking bag of chips around here. What do you want me to say? I came here with Roger out there to learn Kung Fu. I've seen God's face, and he just looks like a prick from Liverpool with delusions of grandeur. I've seen and done it, man. And what have you learned? Okay, and then he says, I still can't get a fucking bag of chips around here. What'd you want me to say? Okay, so that was a little difficult to read. It goes like that. Okay, the world gets more like Disneyland every day, and it's the same the other way around. Just can't explain what I... Excuse me. I can't explain what I know. Try explaining red to a dog and see how fast he gets bored. You're supposed to be the fucking ascended master. Me? I'm not interested in your obvious psychic talents or all your crazy hallucinations. Anyone will tell you, Elfied is a practical man, and I brought you here tonight to help me with an engineering problem. What do you think of this? How could a bloody great thing like this fly in here? Fuck this, eh? They built it down here. They must have. There's a riddle. How do you get the goose out of the bottle without breaking the bottle or killing the goose? This is fucking shite. What fucking goose? It's all fucking shite. Let's have it straight or let me get back for a kip, eh? Ha! Some students spent years pondering that one. There's no goose, Jack. No bottle. Only words. See? The goose is free. Starting to wake up now? Bastard. Ugh. Truly, you are one of the Ascended Ones. 15,000 feet, to be exact. Fuck. No. Fuck. I have a choice for you. I can tell you right now how to achieve final enlightenment as a Roshaniya. Or instead, I can tell you how to fly a jet plane. London, England. This photograph? It was sent back by the Deep Space One probe on its way to the asteroid belt. NASA are well over the moon, Sir Miles. Quite literally, funding's through the roof. And now that the weather control test results are in, they're calling Mitch the first successful climatic robot. Central America, exterminate, yes? What course of action do the Americans intend to take as regards this object? They're sending someone or something, John Glenn, probably, up there to retrieve it, Sir Miles. With extreme prejudice, I should imagine. Sir Miles, stop trying to be interesting. Stop trying to be noticed, Rossiter. Just get out and leave me alone. New Delhi, India. Do you have any rooms available for the next couple of nights? Two nights with a big bath, please. Anyway, I'll tell you about the sitcom idea next time. A laugh track over images of centipedes shagging in South American torture victims, atrocity footage sort of thing, like, but with more of a story. I'll be back in touch as soon as I avert the coming of the Forgotten Ones from the Kingdom of Eternal Despair. Have fun in Pompeii doing the same. Yours.
Okay.
Somerset, England. Glastonbury tour? Mid 70s, eh? All that John Mitchell lay hunting Tolkien stuff. When I was 19, I came up here with a big pack on my back. I was going around the sacred sites for a couple of weeks, kitted out like Sir Edmund Hillary doing K2. Felt light as air when I took it off at the top. It's all finally coming to pass, and in our time. Miles intends to crown his monster during the eclipse in August. Italian suit? It's the new me, the yuppie terrorist. One day all this will be underwater. London will look like Venice. Mermaids shagging in St. Paul's, whale shit clogging up the underground. You need to get out and start talking to people again. Have some Dutch courage. I heard you were there when the time machine did whatever it did. It rotated through the fourth dimension to the year 2012 and took my girlfriend with it. Quelda Modge, your protege Jack Frost is currently undergoing transfiguration at our dear friend Elfian's hands. Chin chin, Jack's all right. They should all be like him. They should all be like you mean? Hail Hitler, you know what I mean. Have we wrung a messiah from Liverpool's common clay, then? And is our messiah bigger than their messiah? A toast to the sunset of the empire. Last of England. Happy birthday, by the way. Sorry about the girl. America was mad. I've never felt so high frequency. I've never killed so many people. It took months of sitting up a mountain in Ladakh to decelerate and burn some karma. Happy birthday to me. Of course, I don't expect you to plan this alone. We're gathering the Knights of the Round Table, then. Sounds like my cup of tea. I knew I could count on you. I'll have to make a few phone calls. I need people I can trust. I need them smart, and I need them good-looking. Be seeing you. I should introduce you to Helga. Evening, Jack. Sorry, I should say Detective Inspector Flint. I suppose you're wondering where you are. Those two mates of yours gave up in the end. Ha! Joan of Arc turned to gas and light. What do you reckon you'll turn into? A copper like you? Pork scratchings, probably. The world's starting to change out of all recognition, Jack, and we all have to learn to change with it. We've all got to learn to make sacrifices. It says sport, sex, shopping, religion, travel, time, space, death. Interesting how they turned a remote into something like that. London, England. This started out as a simple investigation into a haunted toilet, and now we're knee-deep in royal scandal and 500-year-old conspiracies. 5,000 years barely seems to cover it, Mr. Crowley. And nobody's yet been able to come up with any credible explanation for the bloody ectoplasm that started all this. It imitates thought. It can be molded by directed thought. Some varieties appear to be malign, others benign, which seems unduly simplistic. But then, so does the idea that two opposing forces are now in the closing stages of an ongoing war to decide the destiny of humanity. Whatever this is, people have been trying to find a way of describing it for a very long time indeed. Why not ectoplasm? Where are you getting all this from, Gov? I've been in correspondence via email with some very unusual people, George. I think I have a good lead on Jack's whereabouts. Never mind that. I'd like to know who's responsible for this obscenity. Found sellotaped to the gates of Buckingham Palace. Satan Storm 3, The It Girls. Alright, there you go. August 11th, that's the eclipse. Some people just like to shock, sir, that's all. It don't mean nothing. DJs, probably. Anally fixated types flinging shit around like a chimp's tea party. This investigation's turned into a chimpanzee's tea party, Harper. Call this a report? Salvador Dali's diaries make more bloody sense than this. Am I honestly to believe that Sir Miles Delacour, a friend of the Queen, intends to bring about the apocalypse? Finding Detective Inspector Flint's our priority at present. You shouldn't have lost a senior officer in the first place. Will you stop playing with things, you? You're a hell of a bloody fidget, Harper. I just like picking up the vibrations, sir. This, for instance, was regularly used by your old Secretary Anne as not only a tool for masturbation, but also as a spoon for stirring your tea, sir. I'll give you vibrations. You want me to bring down the British establishment? You get me Detective Inspector Jack Flint. How the hell can you afford that Bentley you've got blocking the disabled parking area 6? You've got blocking the disabled parking area 6? Racy novels, Mr. Crowley. Grr! You're a bloody disgrace, the pair of you. Find Jack Flint. England. Wakey wakey, Jack. It's all gone. The credit cards, the wallet, the life. Didn't take much, did it, in the end? You found what you were looking for, Jack. It's what's left when everything you think you are is burned away. Bullocks! Nyah! Nobody's really alive until they've died, don't you think? Ha! Shut it! Huh. What was your face before you were born? Try to remember. It's the classic postmodern trip, Dad. That's not right. It's the classic postmodern trip, Dad. While you're in the Bardo of Darmada, I'm shagging your wife. You can have them both. The first one will eat the top half. Second one will have the rest of you. Who are you bastards? Ugh. We're that thing you were looking for. The thing you always overlooked. The invisible. What? That's the whole point, Jack. The thing you were looking for was right there all along. You are in the Wicker Man. Key 23, the drug affects the language processing centers in the brain. Whatever he reads becomes real to him. The invisibles makes initiation so much easier. North Africa. How the fuck do I get down out of here? I'm in a plane and I can't fucking fly it. What the fuck's this all about? Tell us it's a fucking illusion. Get us down out of here. You'll have to ask a wiser man than me about metaphysics. I don't deal in illusions. Well, get me some reality on toast, man. I'm fucking sick of being hypnotized. What's it all for? They tell me you're the Messiah, the Buddha, the Chosen One. You're here to save us all. And you can't even fly a jet aircraft. Were you going to save us with magic, O Illuminated One? Will magic stop the ground from greeting you at the speed of sound? They tell me you overcome devils and cure the afflicted. So walk away from the wreckage. Show us your next trick, Master. Mental. Fucking mental you are. You're all fucking mental, and I'm mental same as the fucking rest. Maybe knowing that won't save you either. Look, there's a scarab crawling happily across terra firma. Some people hate bugs. Consider the scarab. Is the beetle a monster rolling shit, or a god navigating the sun across the arch of day? What do you think? Messiah or ignorant, frightened child? Good or evil? Dead or alive? You should decide what you want to be very quickly. You're heading for a collision with the continent. England. God help you in there, Jack. Feels like we're killing him. We are. Time for this. Careful. Poor Jack. Still, at least he doesn't have to scrub duck feces from the walls. The sooner we have our whole team together to face this, the happier I'll be. You met King Mob then? I think he likes you. I know. I went home with him. He showed me an x-ray of his skull he had printed on a dish towel. One thing led to another. Christ almighty! I hope you're right about this stuff, Six. Urgh! The alien metalanguage has an alphabet and some words, but no real grammar yet. Still, Chinese seemed like a challenge when I was 15. Helga, you continue to astound me. You slept with King Mob just like that? How very modern. He read me extracts from a medical journal describing the progress of a Staphylococcus aureus infection. And then he pleasured me with a potato. How extraordinary. It was wonderful. What sort of potato was it? Ayrshire Blue. North Africa. You're reaching altitude, Messiah, or mere boy. As a matter of fucking fact, man, right now I'd rather be a fucking pilot, alright? Good answer. You'll find enlightenment in the glove department. The glove department. The Russian pilots kept their Diamante evening gowns in there during the Cold War. I'll do my best to talk you through it. No fucking way. I have faith in your learning abilities. Concentrate as you have never done before. Now, can you see the altimeter? The altimeter. We know what that is. London, England. Tarkin, you don't seem quite convinced. They are not like people anymore, and the sooner you're blooded, the better. I know, but now that I see them, Sir Miles, it all seems a bit gruesome. The girl with the black hair is lovely. Well, we have no other use for the social jetsam now that Mr. Kemper is gone. Frankly, I'm glad that's over. The films, the orgies, I was never comfortable with that aspect of it. Still, the old monster's going to miss his rumpy pumpy, though, eh? I don't think so. Soon it'll be one of them, the forgotten ones. And those that they do not make like them will be tortured and exterminated in their billions. Learn to treat others as cattle, as vermin. Learn that lesson, Tarkin, and perhaps you will not be herded into their pens when their armies arrive. Find the forgotten within yourself. Be like them. Learn to be a monster, Tarkin. For make no mistake, the monsters are coming to inherit the earth, and everything will be overthrown. I say, it's all a bit Old Testament. Yes, that was one of them, too. One less big issue, salesman. No, I believe he was a journalist. The creature's getting stronger. It's able to get out of the mirror on its own now. Dinah's firstborn, the moon child we planned, would have been 18 now and ready to be occupied. If she hadn't taken fright, if she hadn't seen Rosemary's Baby on television, if she'd had the wit to comprehend her destiny as the mother of the new Aeon, instead we're forced to make do with this 200-year-old abortion. Not quite as photogenic as our intended golden boy king, but perhaps an age of darkness demands a true king of terror. Kings such as this who cannot be gazed upon without revulsion. It's a vehicle, that's all, mindless and ill-conceived in its day. A little better now. But it's adapting and acclimatizing to the pressures here. On Coronation Day, the King Archon will enter this misshapen body. And that'll be that. Sir Miles, I've always been curious of dreadful noises, the smell. Where is it coming from? What is it on the other side of the mirror? The future. Pennington. Some unusual development, Sir Miles. The bug we planted in the Division X Detective Flint? Well, it began to purge some disturbing emotional poo earlier and then went offline. Two of our psychic trackers committed suicide after attempting to process the material. Really? Using what method? One of them poured whiskey on his head and set light to it, and the other is still blazing in the car park. We're going to try to locate Flint. An SAS shadow unit is standing by in case the enemy have him. No. Wait for instructions, Pennington. Leave this to me. The game is afoot, Michael. Diplomatic immunity. Full speed ahead to codename Quixote. Blimey, Britain's gone mad while we've been away when in Rome, eh? Blowjob for the price of a cup of tea, love? Darling, they have tranny TV presenters here. I feel positively plain. You'll never be plain, Fanny. The world's getting more like us every day. It's everything I ever hoped for. Everything is real, except my tits. Fill me in, baby. Shit! So, who was Jack Flint anyway? We based our cover personalities on popular detective stars from 70s cop shows. Seemed like a funny idea until the Queen's Jubilee in 76 when the enemy caught up with us. We didn't ever expect it to go so... Police! Nobody move! Christ almighty! What have you done to the governor? You're a double agent! I trusted you. You had him here all the time, stringing me along like a bloody wanker. I trusted you, and look what you've done! You still trust me, George. You've just forgotten, like Jack forgot. We are the Invisibles. We are the conspiracy. And we're all on the same... Oof. London, England. Get up, come on. I have to give it a go. Got drunk and, well, we'll do it in the gardens. At least you get a chance. Better than ending up as lunch for Doctor Who and the sea devils in there. Come on, you fucking animals. Get your... Oh, bugger. I can't... Hurt. Congratulations. You just learned to fly. London, England. Looked at me and said the nearest description in your language would be fiction suit, then disappeared into the crowd. So what do you reckon to the Millennium Dome, Fanny? I say build another one, then travesty London has tits and a dick like moi. Where's the dick? This is it, isn't it? If we fuck this up. I'm an optimist. We may be fighting monsters, but the monsters have made the mistake of taking us on in our own territory. Welcome to the hallucination, you bastards. We're all going to behave like car ads. Glamour, darling. Explosives. Parties. Meet fabulous new people and save the world from the forces of misery. Yeah, it's all starting to boil. Strange days, baby. And I'm in the mood for some aggro. Ministry of Tomorrow, Princess Jekyll and Sister Hindley, August 11th. England. Pennington. Have your shadow unit standing by. I'll be in touch. Okay. And there we go. So we will continue The Invisibles in March. Don't worry, it's not that far away. And we're getting closer and closer to wrapping up this mystery as things get muddier and muddier. But that's just the way Grant Morrison wrote it, right? At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more Invisibles. Stay tuned, comic fans.